Hello. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Do you or does any member of your household or works for a radio, a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer for any political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but as you are aware, very few people actually vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how would you vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County for the Mayor and the County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, most likely, or
definitely,
not very likely? Definitely. Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, which political party are you registered with? A Republican, a Democrat, or a non-party affiliation?
I am registered with a party that I do not agree with, but I am staying so that I can vote against it.
Understood. Which one will that be so I can register? A Republican, a Democrat?
Republican.
Okay, yeah, moving on. What is your main racial background? African-American, Black, Asian, American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. And is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? What's your opinion, and generally speaking?
Right direction.
Right direction. And from the following list, which is the one thing the local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Now, I'm going to read a few. You can select one, okay? Now, traffic and congestion. Flooding and sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, housing and property insurance costs, corruption and local government, quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety. If you have to pick one, which one would you pick?
Corruption.
Corruption. Okay, let me just a moment. Yeah, okay, here we go. Corruption in the local government. Now, although it's a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describe how are you likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote
yes.
For the Democrat? Definitely? Okay.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to read you the list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you might be familiar with. Now, would you please tell me, ma'am, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have an opinion or never heard of each person, just let me know so we can move on. Here's the first one. Cindy Lerner, favorable or unfavorable or never heard of it?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how about Raquel Regalado, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And Richard Presnick, favorable or unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Undetermined.
Okay, understood. You had no opinion? Okay. Now, would you now, I'll be asking a few short questions on the August primary election for the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Manny C., Daniela Lavín Cava, or Alexander Orola? If you have to pick
Daniela.
One. Daniela Cava, okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Ms. Daniela Cava?
Very favorably.
Definitely, will you be voting for her or probably?
Yes,
definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Presnick? If you have to pick
Cindy
one.
Lerner.
Cindy Lerner. And will you definitely be voted or probably be voted for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Okay, and generally speaking, man, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? What's your opinion?
Part of the problem.
Part of the problem. And if in a different topic now, Mayor Daniela Lavín Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. That the proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. Now, to fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes or no in favor of this proposal? Will you vote yes? Okay. Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. I appreciate your patience on the line, then. Again, very kind of you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a series of statements about Cindy Lerner, okay? After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner if the election for the Miami-Dade County Commission. And if each will make no difference, just say so. And remember, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, man? Now, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to make a meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. And when you hear that statement, would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, or much less, or it makes no difference for the county commission?
Somewhat more,
okay. And Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence, and peddling. Will that make you much more, somewhat more, much less, or somewhat less?
Much more.
Okay, and Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner is trying to annex land west of the US 1 and unincorporate Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. When you hear this kind of statement, would that make you to support her much more? Somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference for the county commission?
I think that's a very unfair statement.
Yes, and that's one way for you to let them know, you know. So how should I record your answer? It makes no difference to you when it comes to your support for her?
It does make difference.
So will you be able to support her much more, somewhat less, much less?
Somewhat less.
Someone less, okay. And while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in their property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Now, remember, these are statements you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, man? So this is one way for you to let your voice to be heard. Now, when you hear that kind of statement, would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference for the county commission?
Let me tell you, I know what you want to get on your survey, but I support her. Let's make it less. What are the choices? This call is to look for support for the opposition.
No. You're going to hear the other statements about the other county. Like I said, we remain neutral. This is things that you're going to hear during the campaign. This is one way for you to let them know that it makes no difference whatever they say about her, because you're going to support her, right? We're just doing the research, the study, and we would like to include your opinion. And I appreciate you letting me know how you feel. But again, you know, we remain neutral. So the question is this, man. When you hear the statements about seeing the learner, okay? And this serious statement, will that makes you make you more likely or less likely to vote for seeing the learner, okay? Or it makes no difference. So you can tell me, okay? I'm going to read you
makes
the statement.
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference, okay? Now, let me read the next one. As the mayor of Pinecrest, seeing the learner was verbally abused towards residents in town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who said that she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Now, would that make you much more likely to support her? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference on your support for her?
More likely.
Okay. Much more likely or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. As the mayor of Pinecrest, seeing the learner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and business, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Now, again, with that statement, when you heard the statement, would make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference when it comes to your
how
support?
Much more, how much longer do we have?
Oh, one more minute so I can use all the ones you already gave me, okay? So how should I record the answer on this one? Makes no difference?
Much more.
Well, much more likely, okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, here we go for the next candidate. I'm going to read you real quick a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado, okay? And if it makes no difference, you let me know. I'm going to speed it up, okay, ma'am? As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basis to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. And since Raquel Regalado has been in the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors and fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Same question, same options, man. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
That she has done less?
That she hasn't done enough, they say. This is the statement they made.
Agree.
Okay, so would that make you to support her much less? Or much less, okay. Okay, Raquel Regalado serves as Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former member of the school board to serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants or affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Now, when you hear that statement, will that make you to support Ms. Regalado much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And as a mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decode safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. When you hear that statement, will that make you to support Ms. Regalado much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that the key of a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your community commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underlying, and rideshare options. Same question, man. Much more, somewhat more. Somewhat less,
somewhat
much less.
Less.
Somewhat less, okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 reelection. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Okay, and Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes and homeowners and active protections for renters and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules and efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. And currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
I'm sorry, but I missed part of it.
Okay. Let me read it again. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. When you hear that statement, will that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. And as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricane and increased flooding threats. Will that make you to support her much more? Somewhat less, or much less, or it makes no difference, ma'am?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. From who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Presnick?
Cindy Lerner.
Ms. Lerner, okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Ms. Lerner?
Definitely.
And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And now, the following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Can you please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all? How about the local newspaper like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald? Do you follow regularly, not regularly, or do not follow at all?
Not regularly.
Okay, and the Key Biscayne Independent, do you follow them regularly, not regularly, or not at all?
Not regularly.
Okay, and the FM radio, regularly or not regularly, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And how about the local political blogs? Regularly or not regularly? Or not at all?
Not regularly.
Okay. And the Miami's community news? Same question. Regularly, not regularly, or not following?
Not regularly.
And the AM talk or new radio? Do you follow them regularly? Not at all. And how about the Only and Date? Do you follow them regularly?
No. Not at all.
And now let's finish this up. It's just a short demographic question before we finish. So just to make sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative when it comes to your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? The last in high school, some college?
4 years college.
Okay. 4 years college graduate. And which is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Honduran,
Cuban-American.
Cuban. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And do you always speak English or Spanish? Or more Spanish than English, or some Spanish and English equally?
More English than Spanish.
Okay. Most speak Spanish. Okay. Spanish and English. More English than Spanish. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Goodbye. Thank you, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.